cancer researchers, patients, and advocates will gather today at hundreds of Biden cancer summits all over the country, and they'll discuss new solutions for treating and preventing cancer. The summits are part of the Biden Cancer Initiative, which the former vice president and his wife Jill started in 2017. One of these summits is taking place here at WHYY in collaboration with the American Association for Cancer Research and WHYY's The Pulse. Jill Biden will be our special guest today, and she spoke to Mike and Scott, host of The Pulse, about the summit.
What is the goal, broadly speaking, of the Biden Cancer Summit? What specifically do you want to achieve with this day across the country devoted to conversations about cancer?
The hope really is to drive the urgency of now. You know, we're looking to promote new solutions, bring together problem solvers to address some of the challenges that we're facing. And actually, we're going to be telling stories that epitomize what it means to be cancer fierce, which is kind of our hashtag, from community activists to Silicon Valley entrepreneurs.
And what does it mean to be cancer fierce?
It means that we're going to fight cancer. We're going to do everything we can, you know, to tell the stories of resilience and purpose and strength. So that's what it means to be cancer fierce.
What's the response you're getting, especially from cancer researchers? I know the ones I've spoken to who will be at our summit here at WHYY. Uh-huh. We're certainly more than excited for this opportunity of sharing, and it seems like there's a big spirit of collaboration.
Yes, and that's new. This spirit of collaboration is new. And I do think it started with the moonshot and from the White House, and then it's continued on. So that's what we needed. We needed this change in this whole area of cancer, cancer research. And I think researchers are excited to work together. And now they have a place to do it.
Where do you see the biggest need at the patient level? What do people need when they are going through a cancer experience?
I think people need information. Most of all, they need to know what they're diagnosed with, what that means, the treatments that are available. And I know from my own family, it's so important to know what trials are available. And so that's one of the things we're trying to do, is that people can find trials all over the world for their specific cancer. So I've traveled all around this country talking to people, talking to families, and just hearing their stories. And as you know, I mean, my own family, my mother died of cancer, my father died of cancer, and of course our son died of brain cancer. So I think cancer touches everyone, and I think people are desperate for answers, for help. You know, they get a cancer diagnosis and they think, okay, now what? Where do I go? What do I do? Who do I turn to? And so one of the things we're hoping to do is come up with a roadmap to help people manage their care.
Well, I want to thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to having you at our Biden Cancer Summit here at WHYY.
Well, thanks. As you know, I'm a Philly girl, and so I have to thank the Philadelphia community for hosting us.
Jill Biden speaking with WHYY's Mike and Scott. Dr. Biden will join us for our Cancer Summit here at WHYY today beginning at 2 in the afternoon. Vice President Joe Biden will make an appearance via live stream, and we'll hear from leading cancer researchers in our region as well as advocates. Tickets for this event are free. The registration is required. Go to WHYY.org/cancer.